This is a DMB Society podcast.
I got a sister named Jane.
And this is the pod that Jane likes. And now, here are your hosts, Jeanette, Trisha, Matt, and Sean. Happy New Year. It is 2024, and we might have a new year, but you're stuck with the same old Pod That Jane Likes crew. What's going on, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy 2024. Still us.
Still us. You're still stuck with us. This is Matt. This is Jeanette. This is Trisha. This is Sean. And you're listening to the first Pod That Jane Likes episode of 2024.
Woo.
Cheers to that, huh?
We made it.
Cheers.
We made it.
We made it.
We made it through 2023.
Made it. Big year, as we talked about. We're heading into a big year of 2024 for DMB, for the Pod That Jane Likes. We've got a couple of light bits that we want to chat about today, which we'll do in the opener in a second. But let's have a little check-in. How's everybody doing? Jeanette, how are you?
I'm good. Just getting home from a trip to New Orleans. I'm tired, needless to say, but it was a great trip, and I'm happy to be back with you guys.
Nice.
I want to hear a little bit more about that, which we will. Jeanette was in New Orleans at the same time as somebody kind of special to this podcast, so we'll talk about that in a second. But first, Trisha, how are you?
You know, like the rest of the world, I was sick for about a month. I had COVID and the flu, and it's wild because I made it through 38 concerts last year, I think, without any illness.
No, you went to more than that.
I don't know, but that's a lot of concerts to be in big crowds and not get sick. And then, boom, I spent most of my December sick, and now I'm getting healthy and getting ready to get on the road. That's what this is all for. Get healthy.
Training. Yeah. We're in training.
Exactly.
Now.
If you just build up the immune system so you could just do it all over
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
And Sean, as we turn the calendar to 2024, how are you?
I'm great. Excited for what's ahead in the new year. I think we looked back at 2023 a whole bunch, and in some ways, 2023 was kind of, some of it was predetermined because the band put out a new album and, you know, all of the things that come with that. And now, because of an impending tour, both here and in Europe, and Dave and Tim in Mexico, and like all of these things are now happening without a new album. So it's like this, you know, it's a new chapter kind of a thing. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah. A little more open-ended, I think, this year. We've got some stuff on the books. But other stuff that is definitely up in the air. So, you know, let's follow our normal format and jump into the opener right now. And let's do that. So we've got a couple of little trickling bits coming out of DMB headquarters as we all anxiously await tour announcement. Whenever that happens, I want to talk a little bit more about that later. But the first little bit of info that we got from the band thus far is the Warehouse disc. It is now a virtual disc, as it has been for the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. We no longer get a CD in the mail. Actually all 2023, I think summer release, if I remember correctly, looking at all the tracks, all summer released stuff, a couple of fun little nuggets in there, you know, Last Stop Into Halloween, and Bismarck in there as well.
Yay!
What does everybody think about
first
this?
First release of Bismarck.
Exciting.
Yeah. You know, as you mentioned, Matt, like for years, the Warehouse disc was kind of a collection of memorable moments and notable performances from the band's career. And over the last few years, that's evolved a little bit. And in some ways, it's kind of become a retrospective look at the tour that just concluded. And, you know, I think different people have different opinions on that. But I do think what they've put together this year is a lot of fun, a good representation of what the summer was. And I am excited to dive into those tracks once they are released.
Agreed. I would always pine for older material over newer material, but I am excited to hear some of the tracks that are on there, especially that Bismarck, as you guys were saying, the first official band released version of the song, which is always exciting. Maybe we talked about over the summer, you know, what happened at Milwaukee was like the turning point. I think it's the Milwaukee Bismarck for the tour to just go completely, you know, stand on its head for a while. And maybe we'll figure out what actually happened in Milwaukee that caused all of that to happen. So very excited to hear that. We also get the accompanying news that and the Warehouse has been doing this also for the past few years. We are getting a full show this time from SPAC in 02, which 02 definitely a great time period for the band, a treat. There are some really kind of interesting nuggets on this as well. We've got a 41, we've got a Kit Kat jam, we've got songs like I Did It. Sean, you went and listened to some of this. What were your thoughts?
This is a fun release. That was how I went into listening to the album, just kind of reading through the set list and then sitting down and actually listening to this release. I think that it's going to be a really fun release. Matt, as you mentioned it, it comes to us from the 2002 summer tour, night two of back-to-back nights in Saratoga. The band kind of smack in the middle of the 2002 tour, about 2 weeks removed from the release of Busted Stuff. So to kind of put things into perspective, the band had just released a new album. But this show is an awful lot of fun. We get rolling with a pig opener, which happened five times in 2002. It's the most that song has ever opened in a calendar year. We get a full version of One Sweet World. There's a run in the middle of this show, a full version with the intro, One Sweet World, If I Had It All, Kit Kat Jam 41.
Ooh.
Just an unbelievable
a
run
16,
of material.
And that's 16 minutes. 16 minutes.
Nice.
A 16-minute 41 and a 41 that is different than maybe what you're used to, because when the band breaks the song down, the second half of the song, Butch kind of does his own thing for a while, and there's a hat tip to the Flecktones in Butch's performance. It's really fantastic. Roy is excellent on it. And the last thing I want to mention about this is that if you rewind to night one, so 7/28/02, the band played Big Eyed Fish and Bartender, which ended up being released as a Warehouse disc release. Specifically Warehouse 8 Volume 4. But at the conclusion of Bartender, the crowd broke into a chant for Dancing Nancy's, and Dave teased it for about a minute and a half by himself. And then fast forward to the next night, the night that we are getting released in its entirety, and Dave takes the stage for the encore and performs Dancing Nancy's completely by himself.
That's cool.
A little bit different than, cool. I think now that E1 slot a lot of times has turned into a Dave solo performance, but not in this capacity.
Right.
I think there's, you know, a handful of songs that kind of rotate through. Right. This is very different. You get Dancing Nancy's with an everyday tease on the back end of it. So this show's a lot of fun. I had so much fun diving into it, and I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun when they get their hands on this.
Was anybody there? Any of
no,
us?
No, I wasn't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, and that's my most visited venue, but I wasn't there in 2002 for some reason.
I think my first back was 04.
Yeah. You know, it's funny with this release. You had mentioned, I think, in our group chat that I Did It is on it, on this release.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sure is.
I dabbled.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, but I dabbled in listening to it, and I have to say, I don't, you know, I remember in the 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004 Like, it was played all the time, and I would cringe every time they played it. But now when I listen to it, I'm like, damn, this song's so good. And I don't know if it has...
I think it's nostalgic. I think it's nostalgic.
Or maybe it's because, you know, like, it's that kind of that effect of, like, well, if you haven't heard a song in a while, all of a sudden it's, like, good, but it's actually not good. But it's, like, funny. Yeah. Like, I actually was really into it, and it got me excited to go back in time for this release.
It's so funny you said cringe, because I totally feel that.
Yeah,
I used to cringe every time, but yeah, like, it's nostalgic. It makes me think of that time.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would necessarily say I like it, but
I wouldn't mind hearing it now live in 2024 and seeing how I feel.
It'd be fun.
I think these releases are so much fun. I'm really glad that if the band's going to go the route of this summer sampler as the warehouse package, that they're giving something in addition to that and this full show, especially that they're digging back into the archives a little bit, and we're getting to experience in some ways a different band. You know, it's a heavy Leroy Moore show, which a lot of people will, I think, be excited about when they take a first spin at this one.
Absolutely. Well, the other bit of news that we had trickling out from DMB World was that last week, it was announced that Jeff Coffin was going to be in one of my favorite cities, one of the greatest cities in the world, New Orleans, Louisiana, playing a couple of shows. And it just so happened that...
What are the chances
that our very own Jeanette was going to be down there chilling, getting to-go cups, eating all the oysters, eating all the po'boys.
At the same exact time, yep.
Just letting the good times roll down there in the French Quarter. And Jeanette was actually able to attend one of these shows at the Maple Leaf. Right, Jeanette? Why don't you give us a little play-by-play of what went down?
Sure. Well, before we left, my husband actually found a flyer online that said that Jeff was going to be at the Maple Leaf. And
a flyer. I love it. A flyer.
A flyer online. I love it.
Like online, you know. Like
Jeanette, there's a flyer. A flyer. Just announced that Jeff Coffin in New Orleans. Can you believe it?
He was like, he comes in my room and he's like, do you know who's in New Orleans this weekend? And I'm like, no, who? And he shows it to me. And then I realize that it's the Maple Leaf Bar, which is iconic live music venue in New Orleans on Oak Street. Actually, even extra special about this bar is that it's right next door to my absolute favorite restaurant in all of the land called Giacomo's. And so we don't go to New Orleans without eating there. So the fact that we were going to be eating there, and we typically go to the Maple Leaf after we eat there anyway, and the fact that that night Jeff Coffin was going to be there, like, what are the chances?
That's awesome.
It was awesome. So we bought tickets to the show. We were there. I mean, I would say there was about, I don't know, 100, 150 people there.
Nice.
It's a
very small little bar. Yeah. To see Jeff play in that capacity was such a treat. I mean, they just improvised and jammed. So just to give you a little reference, he played with the Doug Belote Band, who I believe Doug is from New Orleans. He's a drummer. And then also guesting with them was Larry Seaberth, who is a keyboardist, Neer Felder, who is a guitarist, and Brian Quizzurg, who is a bassist. And there was also another saxophonist as well as a trumpet player. And they were just incredible. Like, you could tell that they were friends, and this is just, you know, them jamming and having a good time, and there was no rules, and there was no it was just really, really great. And to be that close to Jeff, like, I mean, it's just this tiny little bar, was really, really incredible to watch him play like that with my own eyeballs, you know. So what a treat. I believe in, you know, kismet and karma, and I think I was meant to be meant to be there. You know, there was a few Dave Matthews Band fans there. So it was nice to see, but there were other people there that just love live music. So it was incredible to see not only Jeff, but other people appreciate his talent.
I love when things amazing. Line up like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
I felt very lucky to be there.
The crazy thing about New Orleans, which is one of the reasons I love it so much, is because that sort of thing just that's like a nightly occurrence, you know, like,
yeah.
You could just walk
people
into a bar and like, you know, my buddy's in town. Oh, yeah, he plays for DMB, like, but he's just going to come jam with us. Like, that kind of stuff just happens every night in New Orleans. And it's just
totally
what makes it one of the greatest cities in the world. So, so exciting. I believe, Jeanette, you've got some footage of Jeff performing on your Instagram.
I do. And I we have it
on the
Do we have it on
Instagram?
Ours? I think we had it in stories, but we'll put something up
stories,
there. Yeah.
But if you didn't catch it when it was on our story, definitely check out Jeanette's page because she had some great content from that night. And I couldn't help but think, Jeanette, as you were texting our pod chat that night, not that Jeff is from New Orleans or anything in that vein, but it almost felt like you were getting to experience Jeff in his element.
Absolutely.
A little bit. 100%. And it was cool to even be on the receiving end of some of those videos. Mm-hmm. He sounded so good.
Yeah.
And you know, that room sounded so good. It just seemed like a great experience.
Yeah. You know what else was great? January 6th, the next night after Jeff performed, was the Epiphany, which is King's Day, which is the start of Mardi Gras. So the feeling of being in New Orleans and the energy and the live music scene was just so electric, and just being there to celebrate all that, you could feel it. You could feel it in the music. You could feel it in the people. It was excellent. It was a great trip, and that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip.
Amazing. Well, that's sort of the little bit of news that we've gotten out of the band over the first few days of the year. There is a big year in store for DMB. There's a big year in store for the pod that Jane likes. And we also want to continue a tradition that we did last year on the podcast of New Year's resolution. So we're going to do all that in our jam segment. So let's jam on. All right, so DMB, we've got a whole bunch of stuff already on the books without a summer tour in place. We've got Dave and Tim playing in Mexico. We've got a night in Vegas. We've got Europe coming up, and all of that without even having summer tour dates, which we know we're getting. Those are forthcoming. You know, what I'm wondering, we also have, I think last year was the second or third straight year that the band has played at Madison Square Garden in the fall. Are we going to get another Madison Square Garden run? Are we going to get a fall run? Is that going to be added in? Is Robert Kraft going to pay Dave Matthews again to play a private show? And how many times is that going to happen without me getting personally invited the Kraft residence to experience that? Anyways, Tricia,
small
what are you
ask.
Most small ask, please. I'm a season ticket holder. That's all it takes. Tricia, what are you most excited about in the world of DMB in 2024?
You know what? I'm excited for London. I think that those two shows at Royal Albert Hall are going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
I think it's like a beautiful venue. I remember when I went last to London in 2019, I was standing next to a guy who was just like, he had so much... He had like tears in his eyes the whole time. He hadn't seen the band in 10 years. Like, it's so easy to forget that there's like some people that just don't get to see this band. And so there's just like a specialness of it. And so that is actually all I have on the docket so far. Like no Mexico, no Vegas. So I'm really looking forward to a Europe tour. I know that, you know, sometimes a Europe tour, they can play similar songs or sets every night, but there is something different about it being in Europe. And if it's anything like 2023, I would say it's going to be a super great little tour. So I'm very excited for that. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm not going to Mexico yet, but I'm not going to Mexico. But those Mexico songs, to come back and hear them and maybe catch a couch tour to hear like the the Trouble and, you know, like that, I'm
Dodo,
excited.
Yeah.
Dodo, like, I'm excited to hear a little bit of that too. And then, you know, for the rest of the year, summer tour, I hope it's a good one. I don't know why it's so hard to think about. Like, I feel like they're doing a lot before summer tours even.
They really are. Announced. I mean, this is a packed, this is a packed schedule. Like, you know, they just got off of summer into fall. You know, there's like a little respite here, but like, they're just plowing ahead, which is, I know they love playing, you know, and I know, and they hardly ever take a break, but I get concerned for them in general. Like, you know, burnout and, you know, other bands that are similar do not have this kind of touring schedule. You know, I'm curious to see what we're going to get over the summer from a venue standpoint. Is it going to be the same venues? Are we going to get different venues? Is it going to be a shorter tour? Are they going to take more time off in the middle? Like, you know, these things I'm curious about. Very grateful that they are going to continue to play and that we're going to get to see them at least a few times. But I am curious to see. I'm curious to see. Sean, what are you most excited for here in 2024 DMB wise?
I think I touched on it at the beginning of the episode, but the fact that it is not an album tour year, I am really excited to see what that looks like night in and night out when the band finally hits the road and starts touring. And I'm not saying that from a perspective. I had no issue. I really enjoyed Walk Around the Moon, the album. I really enjoyed then subsequently how a lot of those songs translated live. But I would presume that whatever European tour / summer tour / whatever happens this year, I would imagine that we're not getting 4 to 6 Walk Around the Moon songs every night. Mm-hmm. So how will they, you know, how are they going to fill those set lists? What songs will be back as a result? What songs that maybe got 1 or 2 performances in 2023 maybe fall into a little bit more of a regular rotation? So I'm going to be really curious to see. I think we talked about this a number of times over the course of the summer, but in a lot of ways, it felt like 2023 is when this version of DMB really hit their stride. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see how that translates now that it's not an album tour year. This year really does feel like it's a clean slate, a free for all, a lot of unknowns. And that has me excited.
Me as well. Yes, me as well. And, you know, one thing that I have been thinking a lot about, this might be kind of a random thought off the top of my head, but do you think that we will get any sort of official release from the band? Whether it's, you know, there's been this, I think Stefan teased it several years ago about talking about a B-side record, more likely, like a mass market non-live tracks release. You know, I think the last one we got was Hollywood Bowl maybe, and you know, does anybody think that we are going to see anything like that this year? Some sort of release, a non-Walk Around the Moon, you know, album, obviously a non-studio album, but do we think we're going to see anything like that?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like we're due for one, you know. That would be a great surprise.
We definitely are due for one. Even the Hollywood Bowl show that you talk about, Matt, was a Record Store Day release. Mm-hmm. So it was vinyl only.
Yep.
It was limited numbers. Never ended up finding its way to any of the streaming platforms or any other format besides vinyl, which I certainly love consuming music in that capacity, but it doesn't exactly reach an enormous audience at that point. So I hope so. I hope that if we are going to get a new release, that I would like it to be something from 2023. If we're going to get something from the band these last few years, there's plenty of material to choose from this past year that really represents the best of what DMB has done thus far.
Absolutely.
With this group of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the positivity, but didn't they just have like a nice live tracks and two warehouse releases you just talked about. I'm
know,
like, I think we're getting stuff.
I know. You know what? I'm always pining after, you know, I have such fond memories of things like Listener Supported and Red Rocks and Live at Luther College that are like ingrained in my brain as such, like, you know, such quintessential releases that I can recite verbatim the Dave speak, and I can, you know, I know I can just hear the crowd and I could say, oh yeah, that's the beginning of Long Black Veil on Listener Supported, you know, like those kinds of things. We just, and I think it might be the nature of our society right now, where we are consuming media at a rate that has never been seen before. Whereas before it was, okay, I'm going to go buy this CD or I'm going to buy this DVD and I'm just going to watch it on repeat until I get sick of it.
Yep.
Whereas now
we don't do that anymore.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll watch this YouTube video. Oh, and I like that song, so I'm going to go watch this other YouTube video and I'll watch another version of that song. And maybe I'll just skip to the middle just to see the jam. Like, it's just so different now. And so I just pine for that. I think that that's like, you know, even something like Radio City, right? Radio City, which was 2007, you know, that was a fantastic release. Vegas, the Dave and Tim Vegas release, was also really good. And I miss that. I miss having those that you just listen to on repeat until you get sick of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of crazy. We talked about Bismarck at the beginning of the episode because it's now getting a warehouse release, but it is kind of crazy to think that Bismarck, which debuted back in 2016, and so many people reference those 2016 versions, if not that very first version, because that's the Chester Copperpot version. That's the one that is the most accessible. Mm-hmm. The only thing we've ever got with that song is fan recorded videos that made their way onto YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that all these years later, we're finally getting some type of professionally recorded. They did do a little bit. If you want to count the Friday Night Concert series, that's the closest thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is different.
Mm-hmm,
you know, actually sitting down, perfecting what they're putting out. Kind of crazy that song took off the way that it did. So many people have such a soft spot for it, as they should. Mm-hmm. We love Bismarck. I do as well. And now all these years later, we're finally getting it. That's pretty
neat. It is crazy.
I know, I can't wait.
It is crazy. So that sort of sets the table on DMB for 2024. Very excited to see what's in store. But more importantly, guys, what is in store for the Pod That Jane Likes in 2024? I've got some ideas. We're going to chat a little bit about it here. We are imminently going to be recording our Crash album review. We are going to hopefully add a couple of little dashes of specialty, which we'll talk a little bit more about later. And we hope to do more of those album reviews after that. We want to cover the whole catalog, because each album from DMB has such an important place, I think, in all of our lives, and we love chatting about that. We also obviously will be hitting some summer tour spots. I know some people on the podcast have plans to go across the pond for Europe. I am eagerly awaiting to see if we're going to get any sort of Dead & Company Sphere announcement, which, you know, there may be a few of us that head out west to
all
see Dead & Company in the Sphere. We'll see. Sean, what are you most excited about that the pod has planned for 2024?
Well, I think this year we talked about this in recapping 2023. I think in 2024 we hit the road hard. I know you guys started off the calendar year in Mexico, and then we all met up in the Woodlands to kick off the summer tour as the band released an album, and then we just kind of carried that momentum into the summer. And it was certainly a lot of fun. That wave didn't end during the fall tour. And I am really excited to see, from that perspective, what 2024 looks like. The Pod That Jane Likes had boots on the grounds for an awful lot of DMB moments in 2023.
We sure did.
And you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know that there's going to be any slowing that train down.
Yep.
So I'm, you know, it's always exciting, whether it's myself at a show or whether it's one of you three at a show, just kind of being able to get that firsthand experience. Anybody could log on to the Almanac and check out a set list, but kind of getting the vibe from the venue,
absolutely, the weather report,
perspectives, the weather report, the slopeability.
What's
report,
the tailgating like?
Yeah. Winds are south to southeast at.
Yes. That's what's what I'm wearing. I'm looking for more of that.
Right.
What's he wearing? That's
right. Which shirt is he wearing? The checkered dark one? Is it the regular dark one? Is it the alternate dark one?
Is it the t-shirt?
Jeans. The other thing that I'm excited about is the potential for us to do another live show. We had such
I was just gonna say
doing our live show at MSG. I will paint for you right now my ideal situation for a live show, which would be Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
You know, we're in a parking lot somewhere. You know, there's trees, there's birds chirping, and we're coming to you live, and we're just doing a whole little thing that we're doing. You know, I don't know. That's what's in my head. Jeanette, what's in your head for if you could picture a summer 2024 Pod That Jane Likes live show? What are you picturing?
I mean, what you just painted is exactly what I had in mind, but maybe we're under a gazebo of some sort, a pavilion
Ooh, park. Some nice shade.
Maybe, some shade. We're drinking beers. We're having a good time. And, you know, there's nothing like tailgating at the summer tour. I know this is primarily an East Coast thing. I know the West Coast does not tailgate like we do here, but we're East Coast, so we tailgate. And I think that doing something like that is going to be super interactive and inclusive of all of our listeners and new fans that are also tailgating wherever it is that we do this. You know, that's what I envision, some sort of combination of our show and tailgating before we head on into the venue.
Yeah. So stay tuned on that. And if you have any suggestions, recommendations of venues that the pod should hit together,
what venue should we do it at, right?
That would be able to house us for that. Please get in touch. Let us know. Because we're actively shopping, I would say. You know, we're keeping our eye out for.
When is that when's the Treehouse Brewery going to open up its SPAC?
Well, Trisha, we don't know. We don't know exactly. But that would be
a dream. That would
be a deal. That would be a deal.
Yeah.
Can I just add in that the picture that Jeanette and Matt were just painting about what the summer looks like? We're recording this in January.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are in the Northeast.
Yeah.
The weather,
it's miserable.
It's 30 degrees outside right now, and it's cold, and there's snow on the ground. That picture just sounded, it's the best sounding thing I've heard in a while.
I can smell the hamburgers cooking on the grill.
Oh.
I think we need director's chairs, and we just need to set them up at wherever we go.
Good idea. Okay, you know? Director's chairs with our names on the back.
Yeah.
I mean, either that or Camden up next to a dumpster.
Oh, perfect.
One or the other.
Classic. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Classic. One of
bonus.
Love Camden.
Bonus. Great.
Very
backdrop.
Excited
great
for that. Backdrop. You know, even if we don't record, I do hope that we have a meetup or two, because I think we all agree one of the best parts of doing that live show was just there were so many people we didn't know. And just to that's the thing that's about a podcast. You don't know who's listening, you know? And so that was very cool. And so I hope that we see some of you on the road and meet you in another capacity. If it's not a live show, maybe it's a meetup that we'll start planning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, stay tuned for that. Very excited. I think we've arrived here at the main course for our jam episode or our jam section of this episode, guys. If you listen to the Pod That Jane Likes for all of 2023 and you rewound all the way back to the beginning of the year, you heard the four of us deliver our New Year's resolutions, which we went 4 for 4 on, guys. Four for four. These weren't just like little things necessarily. A lot of them took some effort. We can refresh your memory. Jeanette said that she was going to go out and get a pair of glasses because she couldn't actually see Dave or any of the other concerts that she
and
was
that's
going
a problem.
To, which I think is hysterical. She did it.
Jeanette's resolution may have been the most significant.
I know. Yeah. I can see now,
whole
guys.
New world. Whole new world. which you can go see pictures of Jeanette. You know, if you scroll through her Instagram or scroll through the pod's Instagram and see us at shows, you'll see that she always has her glasses on when there's a band on the stage, which there you have it. My resolution was to go to more shows, kind of get out of pandemic mode. I think I probably went to close to as many shows as I've ever been to in a calendar year last year between Dave,
me too. I did.
Denning
I
Company,
finished your resolution too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You really ran Sean, with yours, Matt. I thought we were going to lose you, honestly. Yeah.
I did. I know. I almost ran away with Bob Weir. You know, he just kept telling me to get on the bus, and I just kept going. Sean said Bobby. He was going to go to see Goose and Dead & Company a bit more, and you know, we did a great job of pulling him onto the bus for Dead & Company.
Sure did.
But Sean, you also did go see Goose like a bunch, right?
Yeah, quite a few times. It was as if the DMB stuff wasn't enough fun in 2023. You add in what that Dead & Company tour was, and you add in, you know, kind of me diving into the whole world of Goose. It was a really fun music year.
Sounds great. I'm still not 100% sold on Goose, but it sounds great.
Well,
I'm gonna explain this joke. I was at the Levitate Music Festival in August in on the South Shore of Massachusetts, and I've heard this take from a lot of people that like they go to a Goose show and they're like, "Oh, yeah, that was really good. I think I really liked it." Like they're not sure. And anyways, there was this guy with a t-shirt that literally all it said was still not 100% sold on Goose. And he was being stopped every 5 feet by everybody at this festival to be like, yeah, I get it. And like, that's hysterical. So I just like to repeat that every time we talk about Goose. I think they're cool. if that's your thing. And then finally, Trisha, this took a whole lot of effort as well. You said you were going to go see at least 3 new artists. I think you like blew the doors off of that, right?
I really did. But DMB is my first love. I mean, everything's centered around DMB. I had a great time on that bus with you. I had a great time in the fifth row at MSG. Having John Mayer sing to me and Jeanette, that was a night I'll never forget.
Into our eyes.
it was really fun. And so, yeah, it was a good Goose. It was a good John year too. So I'm going to probably try to do it again this year. I hope John Mayer shows his face. Actually, he's going to Europe, so I don't know.
Hopefully he shows his entire face. I don't know if you've seen this meme of like John Mayer doing his guitar face in the sphere. In the sphere. If we all go to the sphere, it's
nobody
gonna be
needs
in the
to
sphere,
see it.
The sphere, at the sphere, on the sphere, like we're gonna be all of these things. So.
And he sort of teased it on the New Year's Eve special,
he
right?
Did. Like, he did. He told us to have hope.
He said to have hope. That's all I needed.
It sounded like a confirmed yes, but I can't confirm it to me. So not the same. Maybe not the sphere, but I think the question is, will we see Dead & Co? Yeah, it's something. So that's exciting.
Yeah,
I really hope so. That would make my
year.
Year, I think, because I wasn't ready to be done last year.
Me neither.
But that's another story for another podcast. so that's great, guys. We have all done incredibly well with our 2023 resolutions. We have to continue this tradition on with our 2024 resolutions. Jeanette, why don't we kick it off with you? You've got your glasses. You can see now.
Got my glasses.
What do you see for yourself in 2024?
Okay, I have two. Number one is to finally go to Guilford.
Ah, good.
Yes.
All right.
That's a great one.
I'm going to make it a priority. I'm going to make it a priority.
We can make that happen.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be, like, on the top of my list. Like, if there's something else that's getting canned, like, I'm going to Guilford.
All right.
And my other one is I still need to see Goose.
Yeah.
I have not seen Goose live. And, you know, I know that Matt is not sold, but Sean and Trisha have tried to get me, and I'm still not there, but I got to go see them live. And once I see them live, I can fully make my decision.
And
we will show you the way.
We'll show you the way. And you went and saw Fish on New Year's, which was the first time. So I think you're going to like Goose. That's my take.
I did, and I enjoyed the Fish show. I did not as much as I thought I would, and I really, really did. So I think that I probably would like Goose.
That's exciting.
It's a bold prediction. Two predictions, mm-hmm. or two resolutions. Mm-hmm. You could have easily done one. So I respect the extra, the bonus one.
These are two things that I really, really want to do. So I really got to put this out in the universe, you know?
Let's just see if the Sphere is called the same week as Guilford. What happens?
Ooh, let's not say that happens. That would be
Let's not put that in the universe.
You're right. I'm sorry. I take it
heartburn.
Back.
I have heartburn just thinking about that. Oh, my gosh. All right, Sean, what do we get from you?
Okay, so my what I would like to accomplish in 2024, because that's the year we're in, what I'd like to accomplish is seeing DMB outside of the country. I have been lucky enough to see this band a whole bunch of times over a whole bunch of years, and I have never seen them outside of the US. And this year they will be in Europe for over 20 shows. There's rumors kind of all over the message boards that they are going to incorporate Canada into the summer tour. Ooh. They've done that before.
Yes.
They didn't do it last year. So maybe they head back to Toronto or elsewhere north of the border. So I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities to have this one accomplished. And that's my goal. I want to be able to experience this band, you know, outside of where I have, you know, for a number of years, different culture, different language, different everything. That really excites me, and it's my 2024 goal.
Nice.
Love awesome. That's great. I'm going to go next, and we'll finish up with Trisha. My resolution is very simple. I can count on one hand how many records I listen to on my turntable in 2023. Ooh. It's very small amount. And I bought a bunch. I bought Walk Around the Moon. I went to
see Color.
Every Color, as you know. Go back and listen to our Walk Around the Moon episode at the Woodlands in the Woodlands. I got a vinyl from an artist who I love, Chris Jacobs, who opened for Grace Potter. He signed the vinyl for me. It's awesome. And it was actually one of my top 40 for 40 albums. Never made it onto my turntable. So in 2024, I just need to change that across the board.
I love it.
I just want to listen to
a
lot more vinyl. I need to figure out, you know, I have, my son is about to turn 3. It's like limited where I can set up a turntable. And so I just need to figure that out. But that is like, I think my biggest resolution is to get that going. So good. I have my whole stack
that
of
is a good one
sitting here next to me that I took out to like remind myself every day that I need
smart
to do that. So
are we going to set a number
that's
goal
fine
like that you would be
I'd
proud of?
Like I'd love to make it through my entire record listen through my entire record collection.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
And we're talking like deep cuts. Like we're talking like Aerosmith, like right here.
Yes.
Look at all that hair.
Things like Amy Winehouse back
oh,
in black.
Oh, I love that vinyl.
Last one, and then I'll toss it over like little Bob Seger.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. These albums just like, you know,
wow,
they're timeless and they sound great. And that's my goal. So
I love that.
Trisha,
I was just going to say,
you're up.
I have two as well. Gosh, I feel like mine are so deep and introspective, but
that's good.
Well,
good
my
ending on you then.
My first one, I don't want you to hold me to at all. So I don't even want to say it out loud, but I feel like my goals for 2024 are not to have any, like to kind of operate with a little more ease and flow into my life. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think when it comes to shows, one of the things that would bring a little bit more ease is if I can break the habit of trying to be within the first 6 rows at every show.
Mm.
It's been a hard habit to break the last maybe 2 to 3 years. You know, I can't even tell you how
we're aware.
And I don't want to have a freak out. Like if I get warehouse, if I get tickets from the warehouse that are not good, like what does it look like to just keep them and like go to the show and not think about upgrading and upgrading and getting there early and getting up, you know, I think there's no other experience. I can't promise that I'm going to do that, be able to break the habit for every show, but I think I'd like to like introduce a little bit more ease into,
yes,
you know, to be up close is a stress, a piece of stress that comes into, you know, is part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, people put in that mental work.
It's anxiety inducing.
Very anxiety inducing. And I'd like to like chill out and see. Again, I don't want you to hold me to this, but we'll see. You know,
I think that you could, there could be a nice balance of both. You know, yeah. It doesn't have to be every show.
Agreed.
Right. And I don't think I've had any balance. So
yeah.
In the essence of adding ease into my life, what does that look like at a show?
Right. And no one's to say that you can't go up front, just maybe not every show.
Every single show. Especially if you're doing like 22 shows, that's like 22 stressful, you know.
It makes your feet hurt, man. Makes your feet hurt. You need a seat every once in a while.
The best part about a seat too is that it's somebody holding your spot. Like, you know, like somebody is saying you are assigned this space. And
this
like,
is your dance space.
Nobody's going to be there. This is your dance space. This is where, like, you know, you've got a cup holder. You might have a cup holder. You might have like all these other things. And I think that is a great
recipe. A cup holder. Thank you.
And it's getting an extra one of those cheeseburgers that Jeanette was talking about during tailgating. Having an extra beer and, you know, strolling on in.
Yeah, you could sit down during a song and just like... Want. Just cheeseburger, eat a
sandwich,
beer, cheeseburger, beer, you know, like that.
You have somewhere to put your stuff, you know, like when you stand up to dance, like you just throw your poster in the seat. You don't have to like hold it.
Seats. Yeah.
Seat. Hey, I actually didn't say a seat. It could still be pit, but maybe it's not like the first, you know.
Sure, that's fine.
And listen, I love me some eye contact with Mr. David.
Well, that's what ruined me. Yeah.
But the sound is so not great up that close that if the sound, I don't care where I am, if the sound is good, you know, as long as I can hear it super loud and it sounds incredible and I can hear every member of the band, I really don't care where I am.
But, well, we talked about that. Jeanette and I being we were in the pit at MSG, and I feel like I missed a lot being in the pit audio wise because I couldn't hear, like Corey Wong came out, I couldn't hear as much as I could hear his amp, but I couldn't hear him in the mix. And that kind of thing just like, you know, drives me nuts. So I understand it's a different thing. You know, you're sacrificing certain things for other things. And
Right. So we'll see. My second one, you know, I started my TrishDMB23 Instagram in 2019, heading into 2020. And at that time, I met you. I knew all of you guys you were following. I did a lot of fundraisers and organizing around, you know, different organizations that needed it. I remember like someone in the community's house flooded. We raised money and I think, I organized and raised like over $10,000 and for various causes over those 2 years. And we are heading into an election year and I'm burnt out, to be honest. And I'm a little bit apathetic about everything, but I would like to commit to like one fundraiser this year, whether it's for an election or whether it's an organization or someone. I'd like to like at least tell myself I'm going to do one this year. So stay tuned for that. It's been a couple of years, but that is my other resolution.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Those are great. I love how we're like, this is like very similar to our takes on a lot of things on this podcast. All of our resolutions are like all over the place, but it's going to be fun to see where it goes. You know, we're going to have to update people. And so stay tuned. 2024.
Stay tuned.
These resolutions are going to be just pinned up on our boards, our virtual boards that are next to our desks right now. And we're going to look at them every day. So we have a pretty cool announcement coming up in our Where Are You Going segment. I also want to chat about when you guys think the tour announcement is gonna drop. So let's do that in Where Are You Going? Where do you go? Where are you going? All right, so where are we going? We're waiting to hear where we're going with a tour announcement. Guys, when do you think we're going to get this tour announcement? Like tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks, February? I mean, it's weird because of the Europe tour. Like, you know, like they may start later. They may not. Like, we have no idea.
They may not. Yeah. I'm thinking my predictions are more like February this year. I know we got them a little early last year, but I think this year it's going to be looking like February, maybe around Mexico, around that time.
Mm. Well, it needs to hurry up because I need to plan my year out. Like, this Tell me about it. This is
I do
like
not have enough concerts on the list yet. I only have like five. I need way more.
That's not bad.
Not terrible.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned to the pod that Jane likes for coverage of that tour announcement when it happens. Last year we went live. It was a huge day in DMB world last year because we also got the album announcement, and we jumped on and we did a sort of emergency press conference style where we just talked about the raw information, and then we did another podcast later on discussing it even further. So stay tuned for that. The tour
we'll
announcement
all over the internet.
You're not going to be able to get rid of us. And the last thing we wanted to talk about, Sean and I have a bit of an announcement. We are working on something fun. Sean, do you want to take the reins here and talk about it a bit?
Yeah. So Matt and I are kind of diving into a little bit of a spinoff podcast. To kind of put some perspective and backstory into where things are kind of going. When we started this podcast, we had always hoped that one day it would kind of branch into becoming. Well, we were excited to see what it could become, and this Pod That Jane Likes podcast has become all of that and more. I know that we had a ton of excitement with this. And now we're ready to kind of branch off into another little area and spend a little bit more time kind of digging deeper into some of the DMB music. And in order to do that, Matt and I are going to be not only putting out a new podcast, and the new podcast, which information will be forthcoming, but we'll throw a little nugget your way. The new podcast is called Remastered. And what we are doing with this new project is Matt and I have actually partnered up with, you may or may not be familiar with the website DMB Remasters. And these are guys who have been really active in this DMB community for some time now. They do an awful lot of work in taking taper pulls and remastering them. During the tour, they also take the SiriusXM streams and they master those, and they kind of put some nice polish and shine onto all of this great content that we already have, and bring it even one step closer to, say, a live tracks release, as a lot of people like to compare it to. So we're going to be rolling into this new project where we're going to dive into a multitude of new projects with them. Some will be DMB related, some will be Dave and Tim related, some will be a solo work by Dave. And we're really excited to kind of sink our teeth into it, sit down, same podcast format, in the sense that we will be here and we'll be chatting about the music, taking a deep dive into whatever that particular release is. So we're really excited for this new venture.
We're not going anywhere. We're not leaving the pod.
We are not.
This is sort of a fun way for us to put a little bit of flavor onto what these guys over at dmbremasters.org are doing. They have been remastering shows for a while now, and this is we're going to be able to give some good context to, you know, sort of where the shows came from, rather than, you know, you just going in and reading the text file that accompanies the show. You know, we're going to talk about where this fell in a particular tour. We're going to talk about some standout tracks, and it's going to be kind of like a user's guide to each one of these releases. And we will, you know, we're getting an early listen as to what we're doing. Some of the stuff is going to be collaborations with them where we're picking tracks and they're going to help us out by remastering them. And I think one of the most exciting things for all of us on the Pod That Jane Likes is that we are going to start to use almost exclusively tracks from DMB remasters for our clips
yes.
and for a lot of other pod stuff moving forward, because, you know, these things sound great. I've had a lot of fun jumping around and listening to a lot of the stuff that's already been done. We've got some stuff already planned. So look for remastered. It'll drop initially as part of the Pod the Chain Likes feed, and we'll see where it goes. We might keep it there. We might move it to its own thing. We don't really know, but we're excited about it, and we're going to get
it. You know, as obviously a fan and a listener and knowing you guys, I am so excited just from the little bit that I've seen behind the scenes, like the access to so much music that the fan base has not heard, and to have it mm-hmm. remastered, and to have you direct us a bit on what that mm-hmm. time period was or what these versions are. I mean, I heard one song, you know, the other day that came out of remastered, and it was so good, and I can't believe I never heard it before. And I just, you know, there's so much out there, like I said, to have the two of you sift through that and kind of feed it to us. I kind of look at it as like you're going to be directing us to shows that, you know, it's overwhelming, I think, unless you're like you guys and can sift yeah. through it. So I'm really, right. really excited for us to be able to listen to that. So thanks for your work you're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited to nerd out with you guys while I listen yeah. to it.
Yeah.
Love a good nerd out.
Love a good nerd out session.
Good nerd out
but yeah,
session.
I'm super proud of you guys and excited to listen, and I can't wait.
Yeah, and as Jeanette mentioned, nothing on the Pod that Jane Likes will be changing. We will still be coming with our regularly scheduled episodes. And as we talked about during this episode a little bit earlier, we're super stoked to jump into 2024 Pod that Jane Likes style. So basically what you can expect is what you're getting now with just a little bit more on the side, but lots of DMB content coming your way in 2024.
An expansion, yeah, if you will.
Yeah. An expansion. This is a DMB Society podcast, but absolutely. There are going to be other DMB Society podcasts, and that's yep. really exciting. And as I said, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is having these guys are like technical, like whizzes with obviously, you know, audio and mixing and all that stuff. And I'm just excited that like if there is a song or a version of a song or a show that has gone unreleased and we here at the Pod that Jane Likes decide, hey, that's something that we really think that like the masses should hear because it's so good. The possibilities of getting a better version of something, you know, I think that's the most exciting thing to me. I've already been like thinking about a lot of the different, you know, shows that I've been to that haven't gotten releases, or, you know, stuff that's been missing or all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. So I'm really excited about that.
Stay tuned.
All right. Well, yeah, stay tuned. That about does it for us here as we kick off 2024. This was great. This was a fun way to look at the year ahead. I am excited for 2024. I'm excited to really just to hang out with you guys and, you know, go to more shows, same. whether it's Dead and Company at the Sphere or whether it's you know, DMB in Guilford. Like
at Guilford.
Let's do this. I'm ready. I'm ready. Can we go now? Because the weather outside is indeed frightful.
Please.
It is.
Please, can we go now?
And we're not gonna have a Dead and Co tour to compete with, so hopefully there's gonna be a lot more pod shows that we do together.
Yep.
Maybe.
Which is exciting.
Maybe. So we will, we're going to talk to you soon. Be on the lookout for Remastered. Be on the lookout for our Crash album review coming soon. Be on the lookout for all sorts of other fun stuff as we talked about on the Pod that Jane Likes. We will talk to you soon.
Happy New Year. Bye.